We are learning Maseches Nos Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Isha Shenadur V'Nos Davar Yisrael Sebiayin. A Isha that made a neder that she's going to be a nazir, and she was drinking wine in Matam Lameisim. Harezes Avegas Abayim. She gets Malkus. She gets Malkus. Now, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, she's a regular nazir. So the Gemara talked about it before, and like Tosis, which is printed in Chav Beis, points out that the Gemara comes out that even without Hafara. So if you add Hafaras, what's the Chiddush? There's no Hafar here, so what's the Chiddush? You get Malkus. The Chiddush is to contrast to the next case. Hafala Baila, v'hilo yadosh hafala Baila, that the Baal was made for the Neder, made for the Naziris, and she did not know. V'hilo yadosh hafala Baal, she did not know, and she drank wine thinking that she's a Nazir. Eina seveges es ha'abom. She does not get Malkus. Because the ma'aseh there was hafara. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Yehuda Eimer, Einus Sefekes Abom, Tisbeg Malkus Mardis. You're good, she doesn't get Malkus because she's not a Nazir, but she does get Malkus Mardis, she gets Malkus Midr Abonon. And Tosis also printed a Chavon Beis points out, usually Malkus Midr Abonon works, that there's no number to it. You give her Malkus, you give a person Malkus until he's maskim to do the mitzvah, or Ach Tetzi Nafsha. But here he says maybe different, because here the Malkus is not in order to make them do a mitzvah, it's because they did an Avera. So then maybe it's similar to regular Malkus, which will be 40 lashes. Back upon him, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since in her mind she's doing something wrong, she thought she was doing Avera, she gets Malkus Mardis, which is Malkus Midirabonim. So we have our Mishnah, Machlokes, if you get Malkus when you taka mutter, but lemaisa you had a mind for issa. The Tanakhama says you get nothing. It really says you get Malkus Mardis. Tana Rabbanan, Zok to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Luther Brisa. Isha Hafara Hashem Yishlach. A pasuk says like this. A pasuk in Parashas Matas says, "Mhafir yafir oisam isha b'yom shamay." If the husband is mafir the neder that she makes on the day he hears it, kol moitzes v'sel and adrel isin avshalo yakum. All the nedarim she makes will not stand. Isha Hafaram. His wife, the husband was made for it. Vashem yistach lo. And Shaul's wife, Vashem yistach lo. You were made for it. What's pasuk pshat in the pasuk? Zok to Gemara. Pasuk pshat in the pasuk is the ma'at kasam adaber beisha shahafer lo baylo. A isha that the husband was made for her neder. V'hi lo yod. She didn't know hakasam adaber. She tzricha kapar v'slicha. She needs a kapar v'slicha. Why? Because she did avera. Medas bekavonis did avera. Even though it wasn't avera lemaisa she needs a kapara for that. And we had in the Mishnah that even the Rabbanan did get Malkus, but even we had that. Either way, you need a kapara, kuliyam. Because when Megir, Rekiva, it's a possible Zayah, Yabaycha. Rekiva used to reach his possible, he's to cry. A man is just scavenging, Allah is beyond the Masa Chazir. Well, beyond the Masa Tlaib. Madach, someone picks up, he wants to eat a beyond the Masa Chazir. And Lamaisa eats, it lands being a kosher piece of meat. Ton kapara was licha. You need kapara was licha. Like we see over here, that she was trying to eat, so it landed up being mutter, and she still needs a kapara. Imagine, I'm a scavenger, Allah is beyond the Masa Chazir, Allah is beyond the Masa Chazir, Allah is beyond the Masa Chazir. Someone wants to eat something treif, and he eats something treif. A vade needs a kapara. Another example to this. Kiyotze v'da v'ato eimer. Is it shalom that? Kiyotze v'da... What? What's the chiddush? Okay. But the said, the chiddush was that even the kavana alone caused avera. You had avera. Imagine you have the kavana with the avera. You're saying, how bad is it? You need a kavara. Kiyotze v'da v'ato eimer. And something called asham talu. Someone eats something that's a suffix, kosher suffix tray. If he brings an asham talu. The pasuk says, v'lo yoda v'ashem v'nasa avayna. He has to bring a carbon, even though he didn't know. And again, here he used to cry. He used to say like this, that madoch, so ma'am is just gavin la'as b'yodi basa tle. He wanted to really eat basa tle. Va'olo b'yodi basa chazir. And l'maisa landed him in his hand a basa that was musupik, maybe it's a basa chazir. He was trying to eat something kosher, that was a kavana. And l'maisa, it turned out he ate something that was questionable, and they asked me, Ashram Tali. He goes, chaticha safik shal shuma safik shal chaleb. Omar Kara Pasik says, Nasa Avainoi, he has Avera. Misha Skavan, Laos Bill the Basa Khazir, but all of the other Basa Khazir, Akas Kama Kama. Imagine someone has the Kavana and it lands up being the Isser, how much worse. Here was a case, there was no Kavana, but it landed up being a Safik Isser. That was the case by Ashram Tali. So Madach, if you had the Kavana and the Isser, and only one will make a Tricha, so all these cases. So we have two cases. We have a case where he had Kavana Isser and it wasn't Isser, and once Kavana had there, and it would land up being a Safik Isser. Isi ben Yehuda Amar, a case where there's two chatichas. The first case was a case of one chaticha. So machlokes of Ashram Tali, if the din of Ashram Tali is like one chaticha, it's a safik, or you have two, one's chelev, one's shuman. So Issa ben Yehuda gives an example where there's two chatichas. Issa ben Yehuda Aimer, Lo yoda va'oshem v'nasa avoyna. Ma mishim iskavim la'alas b'yod v'asa tle. Ma duch someone was trying to pick up v'asa tle, because there's two chatichas in front of him. Va'al b'yod v'asa chazir, and he picked up the v'asa chazir, or a suffix, he's not sure which one. Ki goyin shtei chatichas achas shalchel v'achas shumam. The loch is v'nasa avoyna. He has to have a kapara. Ha miskavim la'alas b'yod v'asa chazir. Va'al b'yod v'asa chazir, alas kam v'kama. It's for sure like that. The people who are worried about these things will be worried, which means the Yerushalayim on these things are going to be really worried. This is very scary. So, these are three examples. And Tais points out that why he picks the Lashon Yadavu Adavim all of a sudden. Tais says that Yadavu stands for Yoda Va'oshem V'nosa. That's the word Yadavu stands for. A Shmaka piece of Rosh Tevis. I could put him three examples. Why don't you hold three examples? If you only said by Isha needs a kapara, you know why? There we understand, you know, she wants to do Issa. He's trying to eat the heter. What do you want from him? He throws a good hechsher. So there you think you don't need kapara v'slicha. Kamason, yes, you need a kapara v'slicha. You walk into a place there at the shul and you say, yeah, everyone eats there. Yeah, if it's a suffix, it's a kapara v'slicha. V'it mahado v'ikesura. If you say here, l'maisa, it was issa. Ava isha, the hafala baila, the hetera, lo isa v'y kapara v'slicha. You can say it all the way. There, at least, it was suffix issa. Here, it was maisa being a mutter. So what's the shayla? So kamason, the kavana and the pal yaitse are both enough to make to require a kaparo. Those two, it works kaparo v'slicha. It's not for sure issa here. Both cases not for sure issa. The ikva asur is an idea called ikva asur is a vade issa here. We have one chazir for sure. One of these two pieces of asur. Maybe there wouldn't be enough with the asur tali. That's enough. Akapanim. That's how the Gemara says the trichas of all three things. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rav Yechanan. May dechsev. What is pshat in the pasuk? Ki yisharim darchei Hashem. Hashem's ways are straight. V'tzadikim yelchubam. Tzadikim. We'll use that as the way to do avodas Hashem. In the same derech, the poishim will trip there. Will do avera in that same way. What's the example? Moshe shnei bnei Adam shetzolu es pischeim. Two people brought a karm pesach. Echad ochel shum mitzvah. One ate it shem mitzvah. Echad ochel shum achila gasa. And one ate it when he was very full. Shochel shem mitzvah. That's fatzdikim yelchaba. The one who ate it after it was too full and it was like it was disgusting. That's supposed to be a kashba. That's considered avera.
When you're
supposed to eat it l'soiva when you're full, not when you're starving hungry, because that's derech ani. The reason why you eat l'soiva is because that's derech hashiras. Is you don't come in starving hungry. You're grabbing the pita with the hummus and everything. Then you eat slowly. That's called. That's why taking pistam in the fancy restaurants first give you the pita and the hummus. You shouldn't eat the meat like a chaza. You know, the word is that a rich person does not eat when he's starving. He eats, he's already, he's not like, you know, he didn't eat in a week. So they eat like a mensch. That's the eat l'soiva means a derech kavod, that means. That's why you don't break the bones either, because you don't want to look like an oni breaking the bones and eating at the marrow. It's all the same word. You eat it like a king, you eat the karm pesach. But if you're too full, it says the poishim kashuva. Omer leir ashlokish, hai rasha karestu. You call rasha? He's eating a Pesach. How do you call him a Rasha? So Tosfos points out that's mashma from here that he's been yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach. Mashma achila gasa shma achila. And he asked, and Yuma's mashma achila gasa v'yom kippurim is pata. It's not called achila. So maybe we're right. He's not eating the current Pesach. So Tosfos answers that there's two type of achila gasas. One is where he's mamish disgusted from it. And he can't even get it into his mouth. That's not achila. Here, he was not eating with the oven. He was too full to even want to eat it. So then, that was where the Gemara was calling him a Rasha. And that Rasha says, not a Rasha. Maybe Pshat the Gemara was achila gasa of that level. So that wouldn't even be called achila. So that wouldn't even be called, it wouldn't be the same thing as a tzaddik. We're trying to say something, the same thing as tzaddik. The tzaddik is a mitzvah, and the Rasha is avera. And Rasha says, it's not avera, it's not a Rasha. That's what Rasha is taina. So Marzal, I'll tell you this. Ella, Moshe Shnei B'Adam, Ze Ishta V'Chay Simoy, Ze Ishta V'Chay Simoy. Two people. Each one has their wife and the wife's sister with them. So Lizeh, for the tzaddik is dam la'ishto, ishtoi, he was with his wife. Lizeh is dam la'choisa. The other one, he landed up being with the sister of his wife. So Lizeh is dam la'ishtoi, tzaddikim yelchaba. Lizeh is dam la'choisa, a poish v'kosh l'bom. The one who landed up with his wife, that's the tzaddik. The one who landed up with his wife's sister is poish v'kosh l'bom. And the shayla is, before you see the midami, it's not what shaykh is. What did he do wrong? He got mixed up. Like, what do you want from him? So the Mepharshim speak out that the Rosho, we know, it was a case where the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew he really had had his eyes on his wife's sister. And therefore Hashem sets it up that he will land up falling in with his wife's sister. And that's what it means, Paish should be cautious about. Umar says, that's still not dummy. Me dummy. Now I can bring a chod derech, one derech, the same thing is for a tzaddik a mitzvah, for a Rosho a avera. Here it's not the same thing, two different things. One was Achayis, one was Ishtoi. Here it was two different drachim. What shaykhs? Hachash two drachim. So it's not the pasuk talking about. It was the same direct way. Like my Karim Pesach, that was trying a good example. It has to be the same exact thing. That he's a tzaddik, he's a rasha. Ella Moshe Loit Shnei Breisav. Loit has two daughters. Imai. Hain, the daughters of Shkavash and Mitzvah, they were trying to be the Kiyam Olam before the world was destroyed. They were trying for Kiyam Olam. Their bia was a shame mitzvah, and therefore they're called tzaddikim. But tzaddikim yelchubar. Who loich eskavon shem avera? He was eskavon shem avera. Poish mikosh l'bam. He is considered a rasha from that ma'isa. Frank the Gemara of Dilma who namah shem mitzvah chamei. He was chamei shem mitzvah. Om Rabbi Yechanan. We have proof that loich was running after znus. Kol ha'pasuk zeh al shem avera. It says in the pasuk nevah. It's in the pasuk v'yisa loich this einav. Loich picked up his eyes. V'yaris kol kikar yarden kula mashkel frei shaches hashem estoyim v'samayra. It's a pasuk in Chumash, and Rashi on Chumash brings down this drasha from this Gemara. So we ask this whole pasuk al shem avera. Nema v'yisa loit, so v'yisa is losh nus. Where do you find that? Tisa eshes adonav es einav. We find by eshes petifah losh v'atisa. Es einav, it says loit picked up his eyes. It says a pasuk by shimshim, kihi ishara be'enai. Where there it's a losh of his nus, like compete the shimshim's madrega, that's considered, he said he wants any wife to yosha be'enai, that's considered his nus. Vayar, it says by Loit Vayar, and it says in the pasuk Vayar Oisa Shchem Bechamar by Dina. See, it's Losh's Dos. It's called Kikar Yarden. It says by Loit, it's called Kikar Yarden. There's a pasuk that says Kibi Ad Isha Zoyna Ad Kika. A pasuk in Mishlei that says that if someone runs after Znos, he will be such a ani he won't be able to afford even a Kika Lechem. And then the end of that pasuk by Loit says Kikula Mashke. Also, there's a pasuk in. The pasuk in Hosea, they're talking about his zoyna. It's talking about elcha achri mahave noiste lachmi umeimai samri apishti shami v'shakuyi. He says she's going after the person who supports her all this food. So you see a lashon mashke is lashon znos. So we see a whole pasuk dash and light was a real running after znos. Right? The Gemara of Amenis on his mind, he was drunk. What do you want from him? Zok the Gemara tanam shem Rabbi Yisrael bar Rav Chuni lomanok ravav v'vukuma. It says in the pasuk they didn't know tashkena zaviim yayim laylahu v'atavi abchira v'tishka zaviyev lo yoda. He didn't know b'shachva v'vukuma. And kuma is a dat to saying loymar shebishachva lo yoda v'vukuma shebichira loymar shebishachva lo yoda. When he went to sleep, he didn't know v'vukuma yoda. He knew ma'avle me'bo. What should he have done? Ma'adahava was already. What's the difference? He knew. What's the difference? Nafkamina lepanya chrina, the next day he should not have drank wine. Lo yabayi levis yuchamer, should not have drank wine. That's not considered oinus. He went ahead and did it. And we said he was taka running after his nose. So he's saying the same mice as nose, being loit on his daughters, loit's daughters doing a shame mitzvah, by them it's tzaddikim yelchaba. And loit himself is called paishiv yukoshaba because he did a shame avera. How do we know? First of all, he knew about it. And second of all, we know he was loit achas nose.